Welcome to Amuna is our future. We are at a important point of the year, the 9 days. Today is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Let's feel the comfort, the love. We're today going to discuss the sincere vision, Shabbos Chazan, special time of year to develop your inner vision of what you want for your life. The vision, as the B'ditcheva, Levi Yitzchak Ben Sara, Sasha Zchus Eleinu, the Holy Kedushas Levi, said back in the time, the concept of Shabbos Chazan is to visualize the third temple, to visualize our future, ultimate future, where Dira Tachtona, as the Chabad Rebbe said, the concept of a dwelling place for godliness and all the teachings of Hasidus. This is what we're here doing in Brez of Israel. We want to give a big shout out to our host of Shalom Ben Yemna. Please God, I'm going to have the merit to see him tomorrow. And we always wish him good health and good wealth and blessings only, especially a good Chodesh. This will be my last Chodesh, my last month here in the Brez of Israel studio and in all the different departments. So it's a bit emotional again for me as we're coming to that climax of my time here. Thank you all of you for following, being part of it. And everyone can reach out to me. All the details how to reach me directly are below. Unity Bookings, Unity Inspires Projects, all the different things I'm involved with. To keep up, keep thanking Hashem together. And happy to continue the relationships of all the wonderful people we've met here, as well, of course, as the Rav Sholem Orish himself, Shlita, Rav Dayan Elgood, Shlita, and all the other wonderful people here. Keep sharing and connecting. We want to bring Amuna global. Maybe we'll do enough for the next month to bring Mashiach, and this Tisha B'Av will be a day of Simcha. It's only 9 days away today. And we want to remind you, keep getting Amuna messages out there that Hashem always loves me. This is the Av. Menachem Av, the comfort to the Father. He's showing his love to us, and everything will always be good, and it will only get better and better. And that's what we need to make sure everyone hears about this concept. Shout out to Brezov.com. At some point, I'm sure they'll upload my classes. They have the files. But I'm doing my work, doing my efforts to reach out and be connected with all you wonderful people. And we're going to dedicate our 113th Amuna class, the Days of Menachem Av, Amuna class to Rav Shlema Avra Bas Chana, a wonderful person who hosted us many times in Canada, in Toronto. Amazing community over there. And now she's in the Holy Land. She'd have full healing. And dedicated the Havda Ben Chanachim to Ari Twersky Zatzal, one of my good friends, and Simchas to the whole Twersky family and comfort. A big Nechoma to them. Success of all our special guests, everyone who joins us. And Real Amuna Tuesday is moving these days more to one for Wednesday. Last week was thank you. Thank you, Hashem, Thursday. Yeah, we're moving around, Baruch Hashem. Today in Hallel, we were thanking Hashem, Ana Hashem Ashina, screaming out Hashem to save us. As we're in the climax of exile, it gets the most challenging. We're going to discuss a little bit the ChatGPT and Bard concepts again, bring up a little bit of the III, the AI concepts, and stick it out, the whole class, a lot of important lessons. And obviously, we're going to finish off chapter 7. Yeah, not ChatGPT, but chapter 7 that was written by a Sadiq, not an AI, not an algorithm. We're going to go into a new light. The light of the neshama, the light of the soul. So important to keep reminding ourselves the energy within. And remember, I have a free copy available for anyone who wants to reach out. Last few weeks, for last few opportunities, we already sent out a copy to Reuven Garber of The Wonders of Gratitude. He reached out and wanted to purchase it. So instead of wasting his time, I just sent him a copy because that's how much we appreciate he came and did a class for us. As I said, anyone who's sharing Amuna Global, reach out to me, ellie.goldson@brezov.co.il or any of the other details. And I will hopefully, with your address, phone number, and how you're sharing Amuna Global, will get that copy to you. A True Happiness, yes, get out that booklet. And it's all on brezov.com, of course, as it says on the bottom of all our things and on the back and well at the back of the books. So let's go into your wonderful feedback. A reminder to say elevation to Gedalia, Sani Rechadonah, but Gedalia, and all the wonderful teachings we get from all these wonderful people out there. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Ali Goss, for all the dedication. Yeah, I have to give a thanks to myself. I'll never forget that Snoop Doggy Dog, Lahavda Ben Millionim Havdalas, when he gave his thank you speech, he said thank you to me for all the hard work. It was quite important to do that once in a while as well. Thank you, Hashem. May God bless you. Excuse me, Shabbat Shalom, Israel, God save us. Even if the whole world hates me, and even if the whole world hates you, I love you. That, I don't know, some people write some funny things of it. Tadaraba, Kavada Rav, we love you, Hashem, and then there's like a million hearts going across the page, emojis, or have you said it? Loa Torah, Rabino, Lindo, Tiamo. I mean, I think it means loves. Boker Tov, Rabbi, I hope you are well, and Rav Oresh, blessing from Sydney, Australia. Shalom, Rabbis, greeting from Sydney, Australia again. Shalom, Rabbi, and Rav Oresh. I think the rabbi they were talking to was about the Amunah playlist that we're resharing. Thank you, Hashem, from all the time I've been here this last month and the month to come. We're going to be keep sharing the hundreds of Amunah classes we did, specifically the ones with the Rav and special guests. We're resharing all those wonderful classes. They've got thousands and thousands of views, and it all gives you an opportunity to keep sharing them onto your sphere of influence, your platforms. I appreciate the love I'm getting over here on Instagram. We're on fire a little bit because, you know, this is Menachem Av. This is the Chodesh of Chorban, the Chodesh of Chiba, of connection also, not just destruction, but the destruction brings us to then renew our connection and to turn the flames of destruction to flames of passion for Hashem, for love, for connection. The Aryeh is Shag, the lion is roaring in Chodesh Menachem Av, and it's just a preparation for Elobor, Rosh Tevis Aleph Beis, which is Elobor is Av. The Tat is coming, so the our Father in Himmel, our Father in Shemayim, our Heavenly Father is here, reminding us that He loves us, and He's here for us, and we're connected to Him, and it's good, and as hard as it feels right now for everybody, including myself, we are going to get through this, and we're going to get to better times, but the key is to be present now, to tune into the soul, and the love, and the energy that's in this special time. There's an opportunity to connect in, as we said at the beginning, is that they're always a special time, but this specifically has a very Panemius connection, because it's the time of the neshama, time of the soul, where we de-emphasize all the outside distractions and we tune into the soul level and the united souls level. Something I put out another extract, part 33. Check it out, and we'll just finish off with a little bit of more of your feedback. Australia, Shalom Rabbi and Rav Oresh. Yeah, hi, I'm new to Sana. I'm a Jewish. My name is Tova. I need to confess someone is trying to hurt me verbally, curse, God forbid, that person out of anger and fear. I've never cursed him. I have no choice. Please help me tell someone what I did. Please, thank you. Send email. So I wrote, send email direct. Yes. And I get the email. This is the kind of heavy stuff that's going on out there. And remember, we have all these questions that we put. I already have a spare copy I put up there for the Rav and for Rav Dinagra to go through at the weekly Amunah class. It was an excellent class this week. Thank you, Hashem. We're still getting opportunities to hear from Rav Oresh directly and have one of the most amazing translators around, of Dine Elgood, to translate the Rav. So you can check it out again, the previous classes and hopefully the coming classes in the new week as we get towards an intense Kufa time period of climaxing the 3 weeks. And these 22 days that we mentioned, or 21, depending how you count it, there's different ways of explaining, but the concept is that we're rejoicing in the 22 letters of the Osis, the Aleph Beis, that flew out of the Sifrei Torah, that flew out of the binyan, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that flew out of the destruction. Those are holy letters that are the building blocks of creation. Even Joe Rogan had Duncan Trussell this week and was mentioning how the whole world is built through these holy letters. The idea, the concept of how we have the only language, the ancient Hebrew as they called it, but we know that the Hebrew is very much alive. The concept of a numerical language as well, a code within the code, that in every single letter, like a Hava is Gematria 13, and 13 is the same numerical value as the word Achad, one, the idea of unity. A Hava, or Av, Aleph Beis, is the idea of three. And we know that there's a concept of constantly connecting into the Panemius, the inner levels, more and more, this concept. So we will go into these ideas, but the key is, remember, the base, the two eyes we have is to get us back to the oneness. That's the whole real goal, and to bring us back to a unified way of viewing this world. So before we get into a new light, we're just going to give you my vision, and hopefully then we'll continue it while we're learning a new light, and we'll finish off the chapter together. Before I do that, I just want to mention also, because I want to forget, we have a beautiful sefer available from one of our wonderful staff members. I call him Rav Daga. He's put out this called Teferes Marant. It's from all the different teachings of the Kutim Aron, and it's beautifully laid out, brand new edition. You can reach it on our website, I believe. You just look for this beautiful edition of the Kutim Aron, Imperius Teferes Marant, and it's the third now edition with thousands of index references all added to the book. So everyone should reach out either to me directly, I'll give you Dagger's number, or you can reach out on the website. It's advertised there, and it's amazing. His name's Oyede Liron Dagger. Yes, and you can connect to him on email, Lamed Dalid. So in English, it'd be ld1489550@gmail.com. So anyone wants this new edition of the Ketuvah with Askamas from Sholem Morish and all the other wonderful Rabbonim that connect to these concepts. So in the Schus of Rabbi Nachum and Feger, let's go to this concept of vision. So there's a big need to look at the Shabbos as an inner experience. The Tisha B'Av is the deepest, most panemius place to be. I don't know if we'll have a shiur next week based on the fact that in the middle of the week it's going to be busy with Erev Tisha B'Av on Wednesday, and only if there's availability Tuesday. And sometimes real Tuesday is already taken up here because they've got an overflow now of catch-up work after everything that happened with the hacking of the main site here, not my site, but the Israeli department. So there's a lot of catch-up over there. So we'll see if next week we're here. Otherwise, we're going to hopefully cover the concepts of Tisha B'Av, the panemius of visualizing the future, of developing a Mashiach, understanding the messianic way of contemplating what the destruction and our struggles and our pain is all about, turning around all the struggles people are having financially, emotionally, mentally, and physically, all kinds of difficulties before Mashiach comes. The idea spiritually as well, people are suffering in terms of finding the leaders that they can look up to and get the guidance, get access to the guidance, or become that, and then hopefully be responsible and live up to it. It's a very big challenge on all of us, including Rav Sholem Morish, who, as we know, hasn't been well. So even someone as needed as him has limited access, as many of you are aware of who follow us here. It's not always easy. So I myself had the merit to meet with him hopefully tomorrow, but it takes chusim, it takes tefillahs, and you have to make an effort and make the time to really connect to these holy people. Me personally, I'm always in touch with my rabbis. I think it's very important. And when it's a comment before Mashiach comes, we said today in Tefillah, the Ben Ish Chai, the concept of Ever Masu, Abonim Haisa, La Rosh Pina in Hallel, the concept of Ever Masu. Who is this Ever Masu? So the Ever Masu that we said already, Aleph base, the idea of Evan is also with the Nun, is the idea of building the ones who build the world. Who are the ones who build the world? The Tamach Chachamim. They're bonim this world, the Torah, the Kedosha. Yeah, they're building this beautiful world, and Masa, they're considered disgusting at the end of days, as the Ben Ish Chai explains, the idea, Evan Masa Habonim, Haisa La Rosh Pina. They're building this world through the Aleph base, through the stones, through the panemius, the inner aspects of Torah that are the inner elements of creation, the inner coding of everything we're experiencing, the inner elements of even the AI stuff. Everything comes back to Torah ultimately. So the concept of building this world through learning and through praying and through acts of kindness, as it says, Sadach Tabodah, we're going to be redeemed through charity, for kindness. Very important to remember that. It's the Haftorah this week. The idea that we have the ability through the Tamach Chomim, but they're most despised before Mashiach comes, as you can see by all the protests, all the craziness going on out there. The Rosh Pina, that ultimately they'll become the Rosh, they'll become the head. The Rosh is also Rotzen Avinu Shebashamayim, to do the will of God. That will be what will be most precious ultimately. There will be understood, there'll be a turnaround. And we're turning around these 9 days from exile into redemption, and from Golas into Geula. We're turning around, hopefully by Tu B'Av, we see that transformation manifest. We hope even the 9 days itself will be transformed to the biggest days of joy and Simcha. We have to keep working towards that. And so we're going to look at Bard and ChatGPT now, how we can build a vision. So the question I asked both of them, Bard is Google and ChatGPT is OpenAI, a new vision for creating a marketing company and booking agency. As you all know, Immunity Bookings, I'm someone who's building this concept of bringing inspiration. We mentioned last week in-person personalities, including the Rav, who have Dine Elgrod, including wonderful people, speakers, but also musicians, artists. We recently put out some inspirational post promotions for potential tours in Hanukkah for Nissan Black, for Moshe Reuven. For Please God, we're going to have a Rudy Rochman speaking tour in England in November. For Rudy, it's easy to reach out to me directly. I'm happy to help make it happen, as I'm already in touch with the UK community. And we have American tours going on for Moshe Reuven, hopefully in Hanukkah, as well as Nissan Black throughout October. Even September was mentioned to me recently, as well as Hanukkah. And there's dates available, so please reach out, because those dates are going to go quick. And we have also, Please God, some... just myself again to remind you what I'm going to be in after already in the NPAR of Elul, it's called now in the general calendar, September the 7th. I'm going to be in London as well again, and opportunity to meet in person, as well as Moshe Gersht, who will be hopefully doing his tour end of October, November as well. So you can reach out to Moshe Gersht, got a million views already mentioned, I think, previous class. But the idea that these are people that I want to build a booking agency for, all these wonderful people to be able to reach you easily, and you can reach me easily, and it'll be very professionally done. So everyone can just connect to people in person, in real ways. This is the idea of bridging the gaps of the global reality, that all these souls who have so much fire and brand, so much energy to give over and to inspire, either through music, through creative platforms, like our mentalist Michael Simon, or any of these other people, the artists, comedians, whatever it is, you should be able to connect to them in the most professional, easy way. It's something I have a vision for. And also marketing, as I've done all these many years for Brez of Israel, we took a no Instagram account and built one, Baruch Hashem, in the time I've been here. We took a YouTube that was hardly getting any views or any development and tripled the numbers. We took Facebook, and thank God it's always consistently growing. If you look at the analytics behind the scenes, even though the actual following hasn't expanded that much, but because you have to pay to play over there. But the point is, without overly paying, we've managed to keep it growing, as well as Twitter, that we've also doubled the account, and all the other places are always getting a lot of connection to all you people, and TikTok. So I'm leaving that all with whoever continues on the legacy. I hope they do a good job. But the concept, I'm happy to do that now for many other organizations. I've already been doing it for at the Zerah Shimshon, the opportunity to connect there with Torah, bringing Torah global. So these are some of the kind of ideas. So I asked ChatGPT and Bard about this simple question: a new vision for creating a marketing company and booking agency. Creating a new vision for marketing company and booking agency involves, now this is what the ChatGPT said, considering the latest trends and opportunities in the industry. Here's a framework to help develop a fresh and innovative approach. So they gave me a 10-point plan. So I don't have time, and I read the whole thing out in my Unity Flow podcast. You can reach out to that. No problem. I have the full episode there where I went into this whole thing and explained it somewhat without taking too much time. But the main point, let's just read the main titles. It says, define your target market. Yeah, that's all about demographics. So for you guys, it's searching souls. That's why you're here. You want to connect to the truth, and that's what we're hopefully providing. As I said, in a minute, we'll get to the new light and focus on that. Embrace digital marketing. Yeah, we have to be up to date where everything is at, all the different aspects, social media marketing, search engine optimization, content marketing, all the different strategies. Offer integrated market solutions. Yes, we have to give a lot of range of branding, advertising, PR, all the different aspects. Emphasize data. Yes. Things now, analytics, everything's very analytical based, numbers, it's a numbers game, unfortunately, even though we have to always remember the individual comes first. But there is a reality that there is, looking at, you know, who we're here connecting with, where they live, what kind of demographic, what age, and that kind of thing, and using those data points to connect even more. Foster partnerships, collaborations, obviously that's a big part of everything I do, the Unity projects, Unity Inspired projects, it's all about that. By the way, I really would love to get to 1,000 followers, so go follow now, subscribe at Unity Inspired Projects for my Instagram, so I can keep growing that and doing these services like I did for Brez of English all these years. Collaborate on marketing campaigns, events, etc. Develop a device talent pool. So we need to make sure we have amazing people around us. That's always so important, that the people around us are experts in their fields, but also people that you can work together and so the changing demands, industry demands. You know, Alex Freeman had Bibi Netanyahu on, Binyamin, and he also then had someone else, Harari. A little bit, you know, painful me to hear some of the words that were said over there. Other than Bibi was, Baruch Hashem, did a very good job, but the next guest was more difficult, you know, to hear some of the lack of emunah and the lack of understanding of how the flow. But once again, you can always learn from people, and he has concepts of emotional intelligence, versatility. These are things that are working nowadays with building a marketing agency. You're going to have those concepts. So he's obviously a highly intelligent person, just missing on the inner core of his soul, of the emunah aspects. Provide exceptional customer service. Yeah, that's very important. Thank God I had those many years of experience in corporate. But constantly giving 100% to all the people that reach out. I've always tried to do that here. And if I've failed in any way, please forgive me. And, you know, hopefully you got to who you needed to get to. But I always try to be available. Create a network of industry connections. Yeah, so all the time tuning into the key players. you know, everywhere in each community, you know, people like Gedalia Fenster in Miami, and then you have in New York, all the Chazak, all the wonderful people that we connected with over the years. So that's going to be the same in a marketing industry. Now, stay updated with industry trends, continuously monitor industry trends, look at where things are heading. You know, right now we're talking about ChatGPT. We're actually getting this from ChatGPT. This is a, as we're saying, AI, this is coming through, you know, the path of the technological development, all this information. So it's crazy to see that how much now it's becoming part of people's business flow. Embrace innovation and creativity, encourage a culture of innovation. Yes, we have to be innovative, which is not just a buzzword. We have to actually really seek out new ways of creating content and connecting to people in a way that really, really touches on the inner levels. Sure, here are some ideas. So now the next one, let's go to Bard. Yeah, let's jump to Bard, and then we'll get to the learning. Thank you for holding there, but I think it's very interesting. As I said, I went into it more detail, Unity Flow podcast, but we're just doing it in an Amuna context, how we try to do this, bring Amuna global through the marketing. Focus on creating meaningful connections. It's a similar kind of thing. Yeah, in today's digital age, it's more important than ever to create genuine connections with customers. I really like that. That the authentic connection, we all need that nowadays, not just, you know, throwing out information or spamming people or networking in a brutal way like Jordan Harbinger talks about in his show. The idea of actually connecting to people really in a real way, in authentic, I was just in England, it was really amazing connecting with people and going back there again. And I'm looking forward to the idea of it already. Being with people, I love that in-person connection, it's amazing. Be data-driven, or to be successful, marketing company booking agency needs to be data. We mentioned that before as well, with ChatGPT, collecting data, etc., strategies. Be creative and innovative, yeah, similar kind of thing we mentioned before. Be customer-centric, yeah. And there's now he gives some examples in Bard. Yeah, this Bard is Google. Yeah, how to apply this. And I'm just actually set up my own email account for Office. I've worked on Office many times for companies, but this is now my first time I'm actually going into that, and they already have it built in AI for Bing and all that stuff. It's going to be interesting to see. At some point I'll have to bring in, what does Microsoft Office say? So that will be on my new computer that I just got, my new laptop to do all this work, and the new phone that I'm currently recording this year. Let's just see how it's going. It's the first time using this, and it's recording very nicely. 21 minutes. Wow, we're moving. So this is a new phone I just got to be able to help me with this. I'm just right now using it for recording this year, just in case the audio, and it will go up in the Muna podcast as well as Unity Flow. I'm going to add it to there as well, considering its continued flow of what we discussed there, the vision aspect. Okay, so here is another way of getting a vision, getting out the clarity. Create content that is relevant and engaging. Build relationships and influence other key stakeholders. Remember, I'm summarizing, there's a lot more written here. Be data-driven, we mentioned that already. Be creative, innovative, we mentioned that already. Be customer-centric, we mentioned that already. So they do overlap on those things. ChatGPT and Bard, as once again. Remember, this is just a starting point, said ChatGPT. It's important to adapt, refine your vision as the industry evolves and new opportunities arise. Stay agile, keep an eye on market trends, continue to seek ways to provide value to your clients. So look, remember, that's a very like business style thing, but Baruch Hashem, what we have to do now is put the soul aspect into it. So we're going to learn from Rav Oresh, chapter 7. Remember, I have a free copy here, and this is the copy I'm using for the learning. So anyone wants to reach out. And we're at the last page of 322, chapter 7, the last two pages as we finish this important chapter together in 2023, in the middle of the summer, in the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the Yotzai of Aaron HaKohen, Erev Parshas Devarim. We're now in the Deborim, the concept of Debor, of connection, and the door, Boba Aretz. We're coming to the Holy Land, and Moshe Rabbeinu's, our leader, is Beret HaTorah, so he's clarifying it. Hoyo, that's the same letter as Eliol, which is my name, clarifying the concept, and also Eliol Novi. The Rem is clarifying everything in the end of days before we get to Eretz Yisrael, before we come back to our homeland, before we build the base of English and bring Mashiach, make sense of this whole world, give not just a purpose but a mission to us all, and to clarify what we're doing here on a daily level before that all culminates in the revelation of goodness. We have to spiritualize everything, business, how we eat, how we experience the new technology. As we just said, we have to be innovative, to be open to all the changes that are going to come our way, how to lift it up, how to find the godliness, and to search, to be really mavakesh, to seek out the truth within everything. So let's see now what Rav Oresh says. Illuminate our eyes. Page 3:22 in a new light, everything depends on learning. So see, it's what we're doing here. We're learning. Therefore, we need to pray to Hashem to help us learn, clarify the topic, and attain complete and clear awareness. Our every imperfection is imperfection in our awareness. We must beseech Hashem to give us clear mind and proper awareness. Torah and prayer bolster each other. As it stated in the Kuti Eitzot from Rabbi Nachman, it's Talmud, Rav Nosson, it's Chusneinu. Torah and prayer bolster each other and illuminate each other. Yeah, it's Talmud Torah, and also the Kuti Maron, which from the Rabbeinu himself, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha. Rabbi Nachman said, what must a person do in this world? He need only pray, learn, and pray. That's the Sikh Saran. Such as the, it's called Wisdom, for Brezov.org. Go there, you can get the book, Wisdom. It has all these books over there. Very happy to help all the breasts of organization. Just as learning certainly provides great inspiration, strength in a person's will and help him pray, also needs a great deal of will and prayer to help him learn. Therefore, every day he must ask Hashem to help him learn, receive clear, distinct, and perfect awareness, and he must pray that his learning will give him a strong and perfect will to do everything necessary to attain that which his soul loves. One of the things we're doing is learning every week the Zera Shimshon, and it's based on a beautiful sefer that was written a few hundred ago, but a beautiful promise of anyone who learns it will have Yeshua, will have salvations. And we're learning it, we're building a site, we're helping other people connect to it more and more. Art Scroll put it out in English, so you can connect on our own Brezov.com site. We actually just put up Eishes Chayil, the special song that we sing Lal Shabbos in English, and how the Zera Shimshon explains the whole beautiful last part of Mishle, the beginning of Shabbos. We sing Eishes Chayil, this beautiful song. My daughter went through it herself, from beginning to end, and it was very inspirational. She brought it to her home, as well as learning the other Zera Shimshon Svarim in English. There's beautiful opportunities you can check out at the Zera Shimshon. As an example of people who are learning online, we have weekly classes and shorts, you know, like smaller versions of the classes up by Charles Sakal and Monachai Hulse. I'm myself happy to be sharing this all. Therefore, before we learn, we must pray to Hashem and plead of him, says Rav Arush. I'm prepared and ready to learn in order to do Hashem's will and give him pleasure. So my learning will lead me to keep, do, and implement, attain good and upright traits, inspire my will, bring me to faith, prayer, and the fear of Shemayim, and to lead me to do the work of the will, and dedicate half an hour a day to pray regarding my principal good until I acquire it. And every person must add his own prayers. To conclude, yeah, so we're going to conclude here, guys. Let's do this with some joy, some energy. I quote the following encouraged words of Rabbi Nachman, Sikha Saran. I have very much yearned to bring everyone to deed, that every individual should obligate himself to learn a certain amount of material every day without exception and the like. This is from Rabbi Nachman himself, communicating through Rav Shalom Arush. We already have our Arizal's Yot site this week. It's going to be Hey Av, I think, is going to exactly be today. It's Wednesday. It's going to be in the new week, I think on Sunday. Yeah, something like that. So we're going to have the Arizal Hey Av, Hod. We're elevating the meter of Hod, the fifth month, fifth day. Aaron Cohen was passed away on the fifth month, and it says in the Torah itself, the idea of Hod, the fifth level, the fifth Madrega. There's a fifth book, Devarim is Hod. We're elevating this aspect. Hod is the base of Midrash Kodesh Kedoshim. It's the inner sanctuary. We're going into the inner realms. This is where the vision of our future is. This is where we're going to find our true vision. One of the things I want to visualize for my Unity Bookings is to build, just like Rav Arush has done for his family over here, but in my own way, within a collaborative way, to help my own children have a future in marketing. I already have a son. He's marketing for Beit Yerushalayim, which you believe in. He's only a young boy. There's a kach, there's a strength to help your continuation, to build a business for them, to have a future. But it comes together, most importantly, with wonderful people involved, making sure that the value system is good. And we hopefully, and it can be a real challenge, but Hashem will give us the satshmai to do it right and to learn from the mistakes of others. We now consider the power of the Torah is so great that it can liberate people from the sins to which they are habituated. Heaven forbid, even people who are very far from holiness, people who have been trapped in an evil snare until they are habituated to sin. Heaven forbid, may the compassionate one have mercy, may the compassionate one save us. As we were saying today, Ana Hashem Hashiana, Ana Hashem Aslichana. Yeah, Hashem should save us. Yeah, and make us successful. If they will make a firm rule and a strong obligation, a strong hazak obligation to learn a certain amount of material every day. Personally, I've mentioned to you many times, every day Chumash Rashi, every day the Parshas, Shnai Mechazachas Targum, every day a little bit of halacha, every day, please God, the Daf Yomi, to learn the Talmud, Thank God we have Reveli Safansky. And thank God we have Article made the Chumash Rashi accessible. Thank God we have all these amazing apps from Chabad.org to be able to tap into Tanya and Lakutim Aharon online. Brezov.org have their apps, and we have all our Svarim of the Rav, the Garden of Emunah series, and every day a little bit of a new light. It's an amazing book. And to apply it, that's where the whole point is, to bring it into action. And we've been talking about this again and again. But the idea that Hashem should save us, if they will make a firm rule and a strong application to learn certain amount of material every day. However, we're going to repeat this because in bold, they will certainly be able to emerge from their evil pitfall with the help, or pitfall, excuse me, with the help of the Torah, because the power of Torah is very great. As it says in Tehillim, in Psalms, David HaMelech wrote, Torah Hashem to me, Shivas Nofesh, returns the soul. Rabbi Nachman's beautiful book on that. The concept of returning the soul, the Torah itself says, the Sefer Shivas Nofesh, from Rabbi Nachman, the concept of your soul, the Torah itself inside you, once you learn it, it's eternal truth, it itself will save you, because it's part of you now, and it will pull you out back to eternity, back to the soul level, back to the world path of truth. The Torah itself, once you've learned it, it's eternally with you. I once asked about Matzioh, the singer, or other people out there, we don't want to say names, but he's very known, you know, he's gone on a different journey, but the Torah that he learned, the Torah that's part of him, you see it constantly pulls him out of that difficult, challenging world of the music business. One of the reasons why I want to make a spiritual revolution in the music world, and the Antebellum should have people who are role models, who are withstanding the test. Like Nissim Black put out a class the other day about connecting to Hashem, how important that is. That shows the true value of a person, how much they want to connect to God and to bring that into everything. To sum up, we have learned an ironclad principle. Unclear awareness is equivalent to the weak will, and a clear awareness is equivalent to a strong will. The more clarity you have, the more you learn, the more your will gets stronger and stronger. The will is the key to everything. As we've discussed this many, many times. Therefore, when you want to attain a specific goal, you must first of all engage in focusing high quality learning every day that will lead you to clearly understand that this is your entire life depends upon reaching that goal. This understanding will strengthen your intent and help you engage in the work of the will. Remember, this is the Garden of Yearning and Will, which ties perfectly with the vision that we need to have at this time right now on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. We're about to go into a difficult time period, the 90s. We're going to turn it around with prayer, with learning, with Sefer Devarim. We're going to go into the land, in the inner land, the land of Chaim, the land of life. We're going to go into the inner aspects of ourselves and really get more in touch with our soul, not get so dependent on all the external things around us to pleasure us, but to really be, seek out the inner pleasure of connection to the loved ones, to the Torah, to the spiritual elements of who we are, to realize that the world itself needs that more than ever. Imagine if Joe Rogan and John Kachal would know when they were talking about this, the true depth of the Hebrew Osius, the Aleph Beis, and how it can clarify so many questions, so many things that his curious soul is looking for. We have a job to do to make sure that wisdom is available in the world, and that with the technological developments, market it, promote it. That's my vision, to bring those spiritual, inspirational people, and hopefully I can be part of that myself also, to your community and to inspire the world to clarity, to have strong will, to know what they're here for, to have no doubts, to be able to be focused on what life's about, to live that, to bring it alive, to have a happy life, to spiritualize our life. And please God, with that will be Zohar, that this Tisha B'Av will be the third base of Mikdash. And not only that, we'll build our own little vision of what the ideal for our own life, our purpose, what we're here for, to have a vision of our personal business success, our vision of how our family should be, a vision of how all the different aspects, how we should be online. We have to be clear what our mission is online, to create a place of will for Ratzon Hashem, L'Rosh, as we said, Ratzon Avinu Shebashamayim, to connect in to the Evermas HaBonim, Haisa L'Rosh Pina, to realize that there'll be a tremendous glorification of the truth and the clarity, and we need to be part of that process to bring that to humanity's light and eyes and to all the different platforms. So I want to thank you again for joining us. Please share this global, and wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos Chazan, to visualize the third base of Midrash together, to visualize your own personal Geula, your own personal redemption, Geula Nafshi, the idea we sing Lechadodi, we'll sing it this week, extra energy to enjoy the Shabbos, to feel the love of Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, how much He loves us, and I can't wait to see that love in person together, dancing with Mashiach Sakeinu B'Mehayim Amen. Thank you for joining me. Please share again. I really love you, man. I love you, friends.